How are the cuts in the governor's budget going to affect Elk County, or do you have any idea yet? And I just open it up to anybody that wants to answer that.
Well, there's a lot yet to be determined. The HSDF, as June said, that's pretty much known, and they're working on trying to get some back. But a lot of the other areas, it's a little murky. Our DCED, Department of Community and Economic Development, where a lot of the activities at our planning department and North Central that we're involved with, talking about communities and business and industry, those things are under a big restructuring and a streamlining, which is all good. We're all for streamlining and making things more efficient, but we have to fight for our place here in Elk County, and that's always the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea when this budget is going to be approved? They must have a date for approval, right? And how many pages is this budget? I assume it's fairly big.
Well, they estimated that hopefully by Memorial Day even they would like to have the budget passed. But I was talking to one of the aides from Scarnati's office, and he said maybe first part of June or something they were looking at. But, you know, it's quite a large budget. So, and I just heard in the news this morning that the revenues have increased a lot more than they expected. So that's a good thing, maybe. That'll make a difference with some of the cuts. So.
Don't you think, too, that some of these cuts had to be made?
Absolutely. I feel that way.
I think so. But then, as we said, with some of the other funds, I'm afraid that, you know, it will balance out, hopefully, that people won't get cut that really need the funding. So. Mm-hmm.
Part of what I feel, when cuts come, we have to stop demand then. It makes sense that in your household budget, if you don't have income, something has to go. But the problem with county government is if our needs continue and the funding stops, we can't be caught in that lurch. So if we're talking about some social service programs that maybe we can help within school programs and modify or help with behaviors that could be a burden on county government down the road. And I'm not trying to sound ambiguous, but some of the things that we end up spending a lot on through children and youth services, drug and alcohol services, the prison and its operation, someone has to nip the problem in the bud rather than just cut the funding and not have the services.
Yeah, and a lot of things are mandated. You know, a lot of our services are mandated by the state and federal government. So, you know, everyone says to cut some things. Well, you know, if services are mandated, there's no way the county can cut those services. So.
Pretty much like the high school, a lot of it's mandated, nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Just recently there was a piece of legislation, I don't know where it's going to go, but it had to, concerning voters, that every voter had to have a photo ID from the registrations office. Well, that's all fine and good, but I mean, we're having a hard time enough of people going to the polls, and now you get somebody going out there and say, well, you've got to have a photo ID before you go to vote. But all that said and done, it would be the state saying we got to do it, and it's a mandate for us to do it, but there is no money involved, and we would have to set up the cameras, the pictures for 30,000 people in Elk County, or the 22 or 23,000 that are registered. So those are mandated programs that we in county government have got to put up with. And so if they mandate a program, then fund it. You know, and so a lot of our mandated programs are not funded. So that's where we have our lockhead with the state and the federal government. It's not only state, the federal government. But we definitely got to cut in both on the state and the national level. We can't sustain the deficit that we are going in. So
right. What about, you know, Elk County really never has seen a recession over the years, but this last recession has hit it pretty hard. Are you having any trouble as far as even collecting taxes, or the people paying taxes, or what's the situation there?
This year has been probably one of the better years. They've really improved, but we had some trouble last year and the year before. It was about a 10% decrease in collecting of the taxes. But this year, for some reason, and as Dan had said earlier, that things are improving, in our area with the manufacturers, so that has made a big difference.
I think it's made the political climate is a lot better in Elk County. For even for us as a candidate running, that people are working. They're not angry. You take a year and a half, 2 years ago, there was some awful angry people out here and that weren't working and wondering what their future beholds, or were they going to lose their house, or how were they going to run my car. So today, things... They're paying their taxes, and they're catching up on their back taxes. So,
you guys being a politician, you didn't have anything to do with these jobs, did you?
Well, I tell you, Denny, you know, the one thing that the three commissioners have done, and they're great county commissioners, is everybody is, we've sort of have roundtable discussions with our constituents, whether it's going to June as a member of Women's Who Care, or the Community Education Council, and Dan and I, we go to the Ride for Vets and meet with the veterans organizations, or we go to a local coffee shop and just have roundtable discussions of what's going on in the county. And we have made tours and went out and talked to the business people at the powder metal factories and the tool and die shops and the trucking companies. So we've made an effort to go out to see what the problems are, and consequently we can't hire anybody, but we do let our state and national legislators know about our situations in Elk County. So we don't take credit, a lot of credit for the economic robust that we've had, but we do take some of it. You know.
Okay. If I could jump
in. Go ahead, sure.
We recognize that, you know, capitalism works, and it should work on its own. And what we see our role a lot is to facilitate the existing job makers and job retainers here in Elk County in every capacity. So where we can fit in, and I think it's a good role of government, is through the North Central Regional Planning Board activities, whether it's infrastructure development, water, sewer, roads, whether it's through an incentive program. We used to have what was called the KOZ, Keystone Opportunity Zone.
I was on the board that set that up.
Okay, yeah. That's right. And it turned out that might have seen its glory days because of the hit that our taxes take. It's always a give and take in most things we deal with. But we wouldn't claim to be able to create a lot of jobs, especially when we're talking about manufacturing here. But we can help those job creators, and I think we're pretty proud to be able to do that. Workforce Investment Board, which June is on, North Central Executive Board, which I'm on, there's a loan fund for business and industry. I'm sure that, you know, the public's pretty aware of it because it's very successful here in Elk County. Our own Redevelopment Authority, and we try to pick up small businesses that might not qualify, or because of their smallness or lack of history, startup businesses. There's a lot of things like that we do feel it's a proper role of government without taking huge amounts of money and spreading it around. That can't be done here. But smart programs, I think, is what we're pretty proud of.